a massive year for radio. Lots of changes, lots of press attention. Chris Evans going from Radio 2 to Virgin, where he sounds much the same, actually.
It's so great to be back on Virgin.
And he's put on the audience there, Zoe Ball taking over at Radio 2.
Good morning, Radio 2 superstar listeners.
She's a bit lively for me in the mornings. I prefer Wake Up to Money on Radio 5 Live, which I might say has had a fantastic year.
Wake Up to Money from BBC 5 Live.
If you wanted to know what people were really feeling just before the election, dare I mention the election, that was where you got it, because they went all over the UK, they talked to people in proper jobs, and it was really, really good.
Today I'm at a bus depot in Crewe.
It is literally a matter of life and death. It's my shopping, it's my appointments, it's my social life.
If you would like to know my total standout moment in the entire radio year, it was my increasing irritation with the Archers being suddenly subsumed in a wave of love. And that was when all the anxiety about would Jill be marrying Leonard? And I was thinking, she can't possibly marry Leonard. Leonard is Tom Wigglesworth's father in the show that goes before the Archers in the comedy slot. She can't possibly marry him. And she suddenly said,
much as I love you, Leonard, and I do love you, I don't want to get married again.
Hooray! The nation roared. One of the big interesting moves was the opening of Scala Radio in March. Now, this is a new kind of sound pitched somewhere between Classic FM and the old Radio 2.
That sounds great. I'll have a bit of that. Thank you very much.
Scala Radio, with Mark Kermode, Angelica Bell and Simon Mayo.
In other words, it has light classical and show music. The guy who does the breakfast show is Charles Nove, and he's wonderful. He's very like a conversation with yourself that you have as you're getting up and chuntering round, and he's absolutely delightful.
Is there anything we ought to be doing, do you think? Anything we ought to be kind of sorting out, wrapping up, generally organising? No, all under control. Lovely.
There has been some anxiety among my readers at the Sunday Times about two things. One is how a book of bedtime on Radio 4 now gets a first outing at 12 noon. People are very cross about this because they like to go to bed and listen to Book of Bedtime and think it's all theirs. It's still Book of Bedtime, but it's on at 12 noon. The other great hoo-ha all year was people being totally fed up with the constant advertisements for sounds.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Now, you'd think nobody had ever thought of that word before. Sounds. They're all around us. But sounds is what the BBC is promoting as its website. And on it, you can find everything that you hear on the radio, except you can't. Because one of my podcasts of the year was the last day of the third test match at Headingley. And that test match special on that day excelled itself.
That is the most extraordinary innings ever, ever been played by an Englishman.
And I went round telling everybody, for months, you've got to listen to this. It's TMS at its best. Lo and behold, it isn't on sounds. I protest. I shall placard the BBC. There have been some terrific podcasts, though. Tunnel 29, a whole new way of doing documentary with the producer intimately involved with this story, a very complicated story, and unfolding it stage by stage.
The story I'm about to tell you isn't about what was happening on the street. It's about what was happening underneath it.
It worked as a radio programme very well. It works as a podcast even better. Who's had a good year? Well, I think Emma Barnett's had a good year, definitely.
First today, we have a big interview for you. The former Secretary of State, would-be President and one-time First Lady, Hillary Clinton.
Sarah Montague's had a brilliant year. She's absolutely come into her own on The World at One.
And we are live on College Green in Westminster as we witness a transfer of power in government.
One of the interesting departures of the year was John Humphreys from the Today programme after many, many years.
I'm more proud than I can say that you have put up with me for so long.
And lo and behold, he's got a new job. from January the 5th, he starts on Classic FM on Sunday afternoon with a show of his own. Now, I wonder whose noses he will get up there.
If you want to do media studies or something, do you really need 3 years?
Well, we leave the year with all radio listening 88%, down slightly from 90%. We go into a new decade of radio where the balance between what goes out on the wireless and what you listen to online may well change. Now, I look forward to that with interest.
Well, Gillian Reynolds, who's been awarded a CBE, has also, more importantly, got minutes of airtime on BH this morning. Welcome along.
Good morning, my dear.
I enjoyed that very much. John, did you and John Sargent, did you enjoy listening to that?
Oh, yeah.